Boston gonna have all kinds of white dudes walking around downtown like the African Dream Akeem, trying to figure out how to reconcile this new Cam Newton thing with who they actually are.
Welcome to Highly Questionable. I'm Jay Levitard. Bomani Jones is enjoying. He's enjoying the Cam Newton experience in New England. Katie Nolan as well. She's enjoying it, but it's gonna be fun to watch. Let's get started.
Did Drew Brees look washed up to you?
All right, so the pandemic has changed the way time feels, and Katie's quarterback, Tom Brady, changes the way aging feels because he has been so excellent long after he should have been statistically. He's been a fountain of youth that has no precedent. And so Drew Brees, also aging in a way that's uncommon for quarterbacks, is good enough. Last year was part of the problem, though, because he wasn't great as he was. Accurate, but doesn't have the arm strength. And now last night, without Michael Thomas, they lose to a Vegas Raiders team, and he looked noodle arm. He is not trying to throw the ball downfield. And it looks like, and I'm not saying this is so after two games, but it looks like he can't throw it that far. The last time we talked about this, Bomani was mentioning that with no fans there, you can hear Drew Brees grunting to throw the ball downfield because it might hurt at his age. This is how the aging process is supposed to look the first two games of this season for him.
But the aging process has been happening for years with these guys. We just kind of ignore it because he's Tom Brady or he's Drew Brees, right? And they got these brains that allow them to make up for some of the weaknesses of their bodies. But it's been happening. If you looked at Drew Brees in the NFC Championship game against the Rams with that glorious pass interference call, he was having trouble getting the ball down the field then. He was having trouble getting the ball down the field last year. I've been saying this. We've been seeing it. It was the same case with Tom Brady. Think about the routes you saw Julian Edelman running on Sunday night. You ain't never seen him run that far before catching the ball with Tom Brady because them dudes have been getting old, and now it's here because Brees and Brady both were in circumstances where they had great coaches that could work around what it was that they were doing. What Brees doesn't exactly have now without Michael Thomas is the same level of talent of guys to get the ball to. You see those little incremental changes, and now you're just at a point where you realize he's old. It happens. I don't know what they're going to do now, though.
Yeah, Bo, you make a great point because I've been wondering why we do this thing where like someone's great, 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 great. And then the question is like, are they washed? And that's not how it happens in real life. It's a slow process, but we just ignore it. And then we like to then label them as washed. I would say two games in a season that's been abbreviated that had no preseason without his number one receiver and with Emmanuel Sanders, who just got there. It's too small of a sample size to say if he's washed. But I would agree that over time, his game has changed. The deep ball hasn't been a big part of his game for a while. But the last two seasons, the Saints have gone 13-3, and he's posted two of his best passer ratings in his entire career. So I think it's way too early to write him off and say that he's washed. He's getting older. It happens. Maybe it's not graceful and beautiful, but some of us have to do it on television, and you're just going to have to let us do it.
Look out, though, Katie. Bomani's going to come back over the top. I can feel it.
Me too.
No, I'm just saying, he's not getting older. He got older. Like, the thing has already happened. And when we start throwing out team record, we're doing the same thing, right? We're just washing everything away because the record of the team happened to be good. We know what it looks like when a good quarterback is playing with bad players. Drew Brees looked like an quarterback with players. Like, they look like they belong together out there.
Bo, when you say you don't know what they're going to do after this, this is a tricky situation. This is the most popular athlete in the history of that city. This is a guy who brought them a championship after Katrina. Jameis Winston is on your bench, and if you believe Sean Payton is a whisper, can he whisper the reckless out of Jameis Winston? All of a sudden, you don't have arm strength issues anymore.
Yeah, you just got them other issues of what in the world's about to happen, but just going to throw it out there. Because I know it may seem crazy. I don't have a great answer for this either. But he did go get the LASIK. Like, we can't forget that he was out there on that mission. When Vinny Testaverde figured out the color blindness, he stopped being literally the worst quarterback we've ever seen. And that's actually the best comparison we got to Jameis Winston for the first 4 years of his career. Is Vinny out there throwing 30 interceptions a year? Yeah, I love
also, please stop. Can we please stop calling Tom Brady my quarterback? Can I just make a personal plea to you to please stop continuing to attack me? He's not my quarterback. I do not know that man.
Whoa.
Oh, no,
whoa,
you got a new quarterback now. You got a whole new model y'all didn't even know existed. Like I said, you ain't seen Julian Edelman run that far before catching a ball before, had you?
I'm uncomfortable claiming that swag, but I feel like as a Patriots fan, that's what I'm supposed to do. So, yes, you're right. That's our quarterback.
Does it sound to you like the Clippers and Paul George are headed towards a messy breakup?
All right, this is, you enjoyed that a little too much, producer. Odd. Shams is reporting this in The Athletic. There are some meaty quotes from anonymous sources here that do not serve Paul George in any way. And this is about as calamitous a situation as the Clippers can have. I remind you that not a year ago, we were talking about possibly Kawhi joining Anthony Davis and LeBron James in Los Angeles with the Lakers, possibly, who'd made room for him. And instead, what Kawhi did is tip the entire balance of the sport by saying, nope, I'm going to make the Clippers trade all of their future for 2 years of me and Paul George. And now we're looking at maybe 1 year of them together because Ballmer has only 2 years to make this work. And Paul George seems, from this report, to be the problem. Everyone around him seems to have a problem. This is a problematic situation for the Clippers in a way that could cost them 10 years of being good.
I do not want to be the person that ruins the sports hot takery by trying to bring some reason into this subject. So I'm going to try to not to. The completely cynical reading of this to me, from what The Athletic reported, is that, you know, there were fights with Paul George. A lot of teammates had fights with him and that he wasn't taking accountability. And then at the end in the locker room, he was like, let's all stay together. Let's stick it out. That's the only way that we get better. And you could see, yes, of course, Paul George doesn't want to be without his teammates. Paul George has 1 year left, at least, until he leaves. Paul George needs you guys to stay. He's being selfish. It makes sense. I understand it. It all adds up. But I also know that this is a guy who has just recently kind of come to terms with something going on with his mental health. He may be trying to change the way he approaches accountability, the way he approaches his leadership. People are constantly working on themselves and don't ever get any credit for that because it's an invisible thing that we're not acknowledging. But maybe he's attempting to say something's going to be different. Something is going to change. I'm not going to suck like I sucked this bad in the bubble. We're also forgetting that it's a bubble. I would fight with anybody in a bubble. I fought with my boyfriend more than I've ever fought with anybody because we're just stuck together. So there's a lot of things and nuance that we're not taking into consideration. It's a lot easier to just say, Paul George sucked in the playoffs. It wasn't great. It's not worth sticking around to make this work. But if you believed in this, if you believed in this idea of this Clippers team and you want to try to stick it out, then you have to stick it out. And if you don't, it's an indication to me that there isn't trust between these guys. And the weird thing, the backwards thing, is the only way to build trust within this team is to keep them together. But why would you stay together if there's no trust? So it seems like I've once again ruined the topic by trying to bring in nuance that I know will be lost.
You were
so
very kind.
Go ahead.
I don't think Bomani is going to be quite that kind.
No. I've got the nuance level there. I understand where you're coming from. And, I mean, his points about how he was feeling being in the bubble and turning off his comments, that stuff resonated with me. It really did. But all the nuance does not change this simple fact. If everybody in that room thinks he's a sucker, do they think that he's like a recoverable sucker? Like a kind of sucker that you can turn into not being a sucker? Do they think he's a sucker for life? Because Dwight Howard wound up being that guy that got the sucker treatment, right? Where, wow, he was really good. And then nobody wanted to play on a team with him to the point where the Lakers had to lecture him before they brought him in. Like, is that the point that Paul George is at? I don't know, because he's generally well-liked around the league, as is my understanding. But there's a basketball element, too. And it's pointed out in that story. Kawhi Leonard can't be the guy that leads your team in assists. Like, they didn't have anybody to help anybody get easy shots. Everybody was out there on some go for what you know. And that stuff preceded the bubble. That's the part that's got to worry the Clippers. They were talking this stuff in the media because a lot of these guys are veterans. They're not young dudes who don't know better. Even when they were winning, they knew that something was not right with that team. I don't know if the whole fault of it is with Paul George, but they got something big that needs to be changed, and I don't have a great answer for how you do it because they don't have a lot of capital and assets that are necessary in order to get better and add the pieces that they need.
Trust falls. I think they need to do some trust falls.
Let me tell you who ain't doing no damn trust fall. Montrezl Harrell.
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie Show.
Finally, with a question around here today. Oh, my God. Look at this.
Wow.
Yes.
Why?
And
yo, what do his answer hands look like just generally?
Oh man. Is that steak? Is it ice he's putting? What are we looking at?
A man who is fireproof. Clearly what we're looking at.
But
he's
what's
cooking
in the picture?
Something. He's fireproof. He's
water.
Cooking something. And
ice
he likes
water.
To show that he's fireproof.
Highly Questionable is brought to you by Wendy's 4 for $4, featuring the new spicy crispy chicken sandwich.
National Voter Registration Day is September 22nd. For more information, visit IamAVoter.com.
Q
Do you question if Deion is a game-changing hire for Jackson State?
All right. I am old enough, and I think Bomani might be old enough too, for Deion's final season at FSU being one of the most amazing things we've seen in our sports lifetime, where he was showing up to games at FSU with a 0.0 grade point average in limousines, wearing a top hat and a tuxedo. That is how Deion Sanders has been making entrances across three decades. So here he is, introduced as the Jackson State coach, and of course, this is how it's going to look. It's going to be a marching band.
We got stars at Jackson State.
And then it's going to be police escort.
Okay.
Very loud and flashy. And then I was hoping for a limousine here. I got to be honest. I was really hoping for a limo.
No, here it's Mississippi. You get a Cadillac.
And so there it is. That's about the entrance that one would expect from Deion Sanders, except he doesn't want to be wearing a mask. He wants you to see that smile. I'm looking forward to watching all of that. A lot of people don't know that Deion Sanders, he was super prepared. Obviously, a holy man reached into his crib when he was young and gave him athleticism. But he was someone who took his job very seriously as a cornerback. I'm looking forward to see what this looks like.
Yeah, I agree. I'm also looking forward to it. Of course, it's going to be a game changer. I just want to know, why are we making people in band wear masks? That band, they need their mouths to play their instrument, and they've got masks under their... What are you doing? That's not... It's like when you wear... When you go to a restaurant, people are like, just wear a mask. I'm like, how do you get food
it
in your...
It is hard to do.
It doesn't make any sense, people. It logically doesn't make any sense. But yeah, I'm excited about the sports thing you said.
All right. But I need Deion to understand that this thing is bigger than him. Like, I'm an HBCU grad. I don't care if HBCUs are ever good at football. I do care if HBCUs take care of the players that they get and make them into bigger men. We don't have to play the same craven, corrupt game as everybody else. So that's where I am. But Deion Sanders has typically been in this for Deion Sanders. And if that's what it's going to be, this is going to fail. This job is going to be hard as hell. The institutional problems that you're going to have, the resource shortages and all that stuff, this is not going to be an easy thing for you to do. But if he focuses on the players, then he will be a success. If he focuses on Deion Sanders, he's going to be a failure, and that's going to extend not just to him, but to the school and to HBCUs in general. So, Deion, please, I ask you very, very kindly to keep this in mind. If you came to raise your own personal stock, do not forget, only one person has ever parlayed an HBCU head coaching job into an FBS job. And that dude was white and embarrassed the school in the process because he recruited a whole bunch of hoodlums and left them on campus when he left to go to Southern Miss, where, by the way, they just ran him out. Which is to say, don't do Jackson State like Jay Hobson did Alcorn.
That was fire, Bomani, but I can't believe that we just watched a marching band entrance that was totally ridiculous, and we didn't get to laugh about the entrance. Like, that was an unbelievably strong point.
No, this is one of those topics where I'm like, hey, Katie, talk about the circus and then get out of the way, because Bo's going to say something probably very brilliant. Doing TV with you continues to be an embarrassment to me because it's just unfair. I'm like, just let me just say my dumb clown thing so that Bo can go on.
And I did.
Yes, you did. You stayed so, and to your credit, you stay very silent while I do my clown. And I think I deserve that same respect. I stay out of the way when you go changing the world with your journalism. So that's why we work together.
It's a big old tent. It's room for everybody.
Do you question if this guy is fireproof?
Oh,
okay.
Sure.
That's a good question. Look, somebody's gotten our attention finally with a question around here today. Oh, my God. Look at this.
Wow.
Yes.
Why?
And
what do his hands look like just generally?
Oh, man. Is that steak? Is it ice he's putting? What are we looking at?
A man who is fireproof. Clearly what we're looking at.
But
he's
what's
cooking
in the picture?
Something. He's fireproof. He's water. Cooking something, and ice he likes water. To show that he's fireproof.
Stop yelling at me. It's a valid question.
No, it is. It's ice water, but I need to see this again because I'm still not understanding. Like, how backed up do you have to be to where we need to get this done so fast that I'm doing it like this and I'm willing to burn my hands in the process?
That's a chef that's a chef who's working at a restaurant that I'm a waitress at, when I'm like, oh my God, I forgot to put this guy's steak in. He ordered it 30 minutes ago. Yo, I need that really, really fast. That's the kind of chef that I need.
Yeah, here's what I think that chef is wondering. Why that person recorded him on the phone didn't doing no work. Like, look, there's only two people back there. This dude's having to go through all this to get the steak ready, and you got time to make a video?
We could have a grill if you'd put your phone down.
That guy may be fireproof, but HQ has a long history of people that are not fireproof.
All right, the producer here is over cheesy with his voice today.
You're in the show.
Yes.
You
got that shirt off.
What is blurred?
Right here. That's right.
Oh, and Naked Man. Nice. Yes. Yep. Yes. Got the Bills. It's a go Bills.
Yes, of course, that's the Bills.
Oh. Yes.
All men. Always men. All men.
Yes. Oh, this is a good one.
What?
Because he wasn't on fire no more.
This is the best one.
Oh, yeah, this guy.
Oh,
this
no. Is... Oh, boy. Is his mouth on fire?
No,
why
this
would
is
you
the
chase
best
after
one.
Him?
This is the best one. This is the best one right here.
What a metaphor for this show.
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie show.
You shouldn't have done that. No further commentary needed, I don't think. I think we just need to be done with everything we're doing here.
I want to watch the WAP video with Hugh Jackson. Like, I don't know if he knows what they had him doing, but I want to see how he reacts to the actual WAP
video. Oh, you don't think they've told him?
Tonight at 9 p.m., Game 3, Lakers and Nuggets.
All right, so LeBron is telling us, he's very excitable today. I don't understand what's going on with his voice. So LeBron James is somebody who has been under a lot of pressure in front of people for a long time. We have been those people, and he's here to tell us, I think quite correctly, that we would not do as well under pressure as he does under pressure. Let's listen.
What other people think doesn't really matter because they don't understand. Anybody can talk from outside. But if they got into the ring or they got into the arena, probably 10 times out of 10, they pants.
Ooh.
And that is accurate. That is 10 times out of 10. If I were in those situations, I would poop my pants. Katie, are you intrigued?
Yeah, so intrigued. I feel like that was so scary. I just pooped my pants. Yeah, of course I'm intrigued. It's Lakers Nuggets. The way the game ended, the last game was crazy. It's been an exciting series, and I'm very much looking forward to it. I also, obviously, don't have to say this, I agree with LeBron. I think a lot of us don't understand things until we're in them, which is something you would say about your own life. So it's obviously easy to extrapolate to LeBron James. Yes, I'm excited for the basketball game.
Bo, are you intrigued?
Yeah, I am intrigued, and I want to be very clear. He is right. He handles pressure that the rest of us probably could not handle. Did that dude just try to tell me he don't care what other people think? Did that guy just try to tell us that he doesn't give much thought to what other people think? You were just complaining about MVP votes, which is specifically what other people think.
On Cameo, Hugh Jackson.
Nope.
Hugh Jackson on Cameo? Okay, what's this going to be? Is this going to be like a champagne bottle opening?
For the Browns fans, this is all about some wings and pizza. So stay with me here. Now from the top, we gotta make it drop. That's some wings and pizza. Now get a bucket and a mop. That's some wings and pizza. I'm talking wop, wop, wop. That's some wings and pizza. Macaroni in a pot. That's some wings and pizza. Lyrics, song brought to you by Sir Master Hugh Jackson Flash. Rapping to you live about some wings and pizza. Enjoy your day.
What?
Get your wings, get your pizza, and drop it like it's hot. Let's go.
You shouldn't have done that. No further commentary needed, I don't think. I think we just need to be done with everything we're doing here.
I want to watch the WAP video with Hugh Jackson. Like, I don't know if he knows what they had him doing, but I want to see how he reacts to the actual WAP
video. Oh, you don't think they've told him? You don't think that they've told him?
I think they instructed him how to rap for that thing, but I don't know if
Like, what they gave him words. They clearly didn't instruct him how to rap. Look, I know the optics of me telling that man to try to find the beat, but I'm going to do it because what was that? What was that? I don't understand.
Wings and pizza.
Oh, my God.
Our work is done here for the day. Bomani Jones, The Right Time with Bomani Jones is the podcast. You should get it. Katie Nolan, Sports with a question mark. You should get that too. That should fill you up.
Forever. You should be satiated.
Good satiated, job. Though?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, you got it. You got it.